There is a new consciousness developing among us now, and you can measure it very easily by asking yourself one question. Before you attended this seminar, as brief as it has been, I think somebody's going to have to lower that mic out there. It's got feedback and it's a new mic. It's not right. Can the back row hear me? Did you say yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Before this seminar began, to a large extent, many of us were thinking about our own personal lives, perhaps in relationship to God and God's will. But now, you should be able to accept a new responsibility and see that it is forming on the horizon of your consciousness right this moment. Spirit is training you to release soul power into this world. That's quite different than you had in mind. As you become soul conscious, you become an instrument for soul power. And suddenly, another purpose for your presence here looms, and that is where you are and wherever you go, you will be releasing the power of the infinite soul of God to demonstrate that this truly is the holy ground of the kingdom of the Father on earth. To do that, to recognize this opportunity, is to change your focus again and see that everywhere you establish a goal, the goal keeps changing. Whereas at one time it may have been important for soul power to make your life better, you learn that your life already is better because it is the life of God. And soul power now is not to shine a little light on the ground where you stand, but to let an infinite light glow in the presence of all who walk the earth. Your soul is here at this moment. Your soul is everywhere at this moment. But even if it were not everywhere, but only here, there would be 150 souls here if there were more than one soul. And imagine 150 souls all in one room. How ridiculous that would be. And so we begin to accept further that our soul is not in this room alone, but everywhere. And then the words of the Father become more meaningful to us. Son, thou art ever with me. In order to release soul power, you'll find you can use this truth of the Father and convert it into a great reservoir of truth. God has said to you and to me, wherever I am, thou art. Where is God? God is here. God is there, God is everywhere, and wherever God is, you are with God. Wherever God is, you are. That's a different you than the infant born many years ago. The you that is everywhere that God is cannot be your body of flesh, can it? So now this becomes more or less obsolete area of our old consciousness. We're not concerned too much in that area at this moment. We are accepting that wherever God is, I am. And therefore, we are now in a position to release soul power wherever I am. Not only in this square foot, wherever you are, soul power can be released. And you are wherever God is. There's a new you emerging, and you've got to prove to yourself that you have the power to release soul power wherever God is, wherever you are. Let us accept now that as your soul is here, and my soul is here, and hers and his is here, every soul in the universe is here. There isn't one soul that has ever existed that isn't here. If it isn't, then the soul is not omnipresent. If it isn't, then the soul is not indestructible, is not eternal. But because the soul is the soul of God and therefore indestructible, eternal, omnipresent, every soul in the universe is right where we are at this moment. And that's going to be the secret of your soul power. You are in contact with every soul in the universe when you are in your soul. And as Joel taught us, that when we are in spiritual consciousness, all who enter the spirit of their own being are in immediate contact with our spirit. Their spiritual illumination puts us in contact with the entire spiritual universe. So it is with your soul. The moment you become soul conscious, every soul in the universe is in contact with you and vice versa, right here where you appear. And therefore, you can commune with the soul of any individual in the past, present, or future at this moment, provided you have done your spiritual homework and have found a way to release yourself out of corporeality, out of materiality, out of mortality, into the purity of soul awareness. When you have done that, you are in a completely different system, a completely different universe, and you are in communion automatically with the soul of every individual who walks this earth and ever did walk this earth. And then the purity of your consciousness becomes a release of soul power into human experience. Let us establish our own soul awareness then, and develop our techniques for releasing soul power not only into our individual lives, but into the life of this world, so that that which appears hypnotically as destructive forces, evil forces, karmic forces, ungodly forces, material forces, powers that are not powers, can meet this consciousness of soul and be dissolved in the light of truth. It will be slow, but one moment in your soul will do more good than all of the do-gooders who walk the earth in their minds. First, wherever God is, you are, but not in the flesh, in your soul, in your spirit, in your Christhood. Now establish your omnipresent soul as your identity and be it. Let us release the idea of becoming it. There's nothing you can ever become because you are. Be your living soul everywhere. This is the first step to release soul power. Be your living soul everywhere. You are in communion with the soul of the terrorists in the Middle East. You don't have to try to be. You are in communion with the oppressed and the oppressor in South Africa. You don't have to try to be. You are omnipresent soul. You are in communion with those who have handguns and use them well, and those who use them for malicious purposes. You are in communion with their soul. You do not have to establish that. It is a fact. The moment you are in your soul, aware, you are in communion with the souls of those who would wage war. There is no limitation to the power that can be released through your soul to express the perfection of divinity. And to the degree that you become a pure soul in your consciousness, not a divided consciousness, you will be an instrument for soul power as long as you walk this earth and beyond. We have established ourselves as a living, omnipresent soul. I am the Father in me. For a moment, I am a soul, you are a soul. As we develop the conscious awareness of it, we will find we are the one soul. I mean as a living experience. Now we are a network through which flows divine substance. Let us purify. Forget your human self. Forget the material world. Forget a human motive, whether it's good or bad. Something in you may say, well, if I'm forgetting a human motive, what's the point of doing all this? I think you should be able to answer that objection. It seems to be a paradox. If I am to do this without human motives, why am I doing it? You're doing it without human motives so that you can fulfill divine will, not human will. So that you can become aware that divine will is present and functioning. And that divine will is not the existence of the conditions that our human mind would want to remove. We are not trying to remove terrorism from the earth. We are not trying to remove prejudice from the earth. We are not trying to remove hunger from the earth. That is the trap. Now, with your soul, no. There is no hunger in the kingdom of God on earth. There is no terrorism in the kingdom of God on earth. There is no crime in the kingdom of God on earth. Keep your soul pure of the belief that there are conditions in the kingdom of God. Your soul can only live in the unconditioned universe in order to release soul power. It must be true to the omnipresent perfection of the Father. You are not trying to increase the supply of food in one country. You are not trying to deter people from using handguns to shoot people. You are above those conditions, or you are not in your soul. You must transcend the human condition, which is presented by the human mind. So we release personal self and personal motives, no matter how we may feel we are involved in the situation. Release personal motives. Now, if you want to go to the Middle East, remember you are in communion with the one infinite soul everywhere in your soul. Rest there. Where is the Middle East? Where is terrorism? Where is antagonism? Where is racial hatred? Not in your soul. Not in the soul of God. Not in the soul of any individual on this earth, for the soul of every individual is the soul of God. We are above the minds of men living in the soul, which is omnipresent. Where there is no terrorism, no racial hatred, no antagonism, no strife, where all that exists is the pure expression of the soul of God. And you rest here. Those who wait upon the Lord will inherit the earth. We are not leaning on human understanding. We are resting in the present awareness that the soul of the universe is right here, and soul power dominates all physical and mental power in the world. But you must be patient and wait. You must wait until the Holy Ghost enters your consciousness. Now we're going to try an experiment. I think they're at the center aisle. I'd like everyone on my left, that means your right, to dwell in the soul, which includes the terrorists, and to recognize the non-reality. I like everyone on my right to dwell in the soul of the Israelis and to recognize there the presence of the Infinite Father. We have Palestine and Israeli. We're both resting in the same soul. One group in one in another, resting in the truth that where one seems to be, only the Spirit of God is. Just rest there in that knowledge. Then move out to Africa. Move out to apartheid in South Africa. On the left, your right, rest in the knowledge that the soul of the oppressor is perfect and not oppressing. It is perfect It lives in God. It has an obstruction from the human consciousness there, but rest in the soul, right here where you are. Now the other side, rest in the conscious awareness of the soul of the oppressed as being perfect, unharmed, and beyond any form of oppression, because it is the invisible spirit of God. Rest there. There should come a sense of the rightness of the truth and the power of the truth and ultimately the dominion of the truth. That world power is no power in the presence of soul power. Now imagine that right in front of you, there are two doors. Two doors right where you are, one just an inch in front of the other and one closer to you. And now come closer to the door nearest you until you're almost inside your own chest. And come still closer and closer and closer, closer than breathing. And enter that door. And know that you have entered the soul of every individual in the face of this earth. Right there, as close as breathing and closer, is the door to every soul on this earth. Enter that door and rest there in oneness. For that is where soul power reaches its ultimate peak. When you rest in oneness inside your own being, not straying outside. Nothing is out there. It is all right here in your soul consciousness. The power behind the false powers of the world. Rest there. Wait upon the Lord. Now switch. The ones who were doing the apartheid were the oppressed. Now you become aware of the oppressor and do exactly what you did. Those who were dwelling in the conscious awareness of the presence of the souls of the oppressed, of the oppressors, dwell now in those who are oppressed. And you'll see you're dwelling in the same soul. There's no distinction. The soul is always pure. The outer mental manifestation is where the trouble is. If you were dwelling before in the soul of the terrorists, now move back and dwell in the soul of the Israelis. And those who dwell in the soul of the Israelis, dwell in the soul of the terrorists. Without animosity, in the knowledge of the presence of divine peace and love. Whether you do world work for nations or for communities, the soul of that community is right within your being, all of it. And the moment you enter your soul, you will feel the presence of the soul of that community on any cause. And if you don't enter with a personal motive to change anything, but rest in the purity of the presence of the invisible Father, you will find that spiritual law will flow forth. And as you can train others to do this with you, you will find you are a soul power wherever you are. The things in your personal life will become automatically adjusted. Because wherever you release soul power, it overflows. I like to do this with things we can measure. We could do it with handguns, but how are we going to measure it, you see? I'd like you to see the result of it as the point. We can be effective. The question is, can you see the effect? We can see it on certain things, and that's why in most part I've been guided to select those things we could measure results in. Hopefully, though, from that you could see that even when there are no results to be measured, you must know you are a power. Maybe you could measure it if we worked on earthquakes or catastrophes or that sort of thing. Maybe you could on handguns, but there are things in your community and beyond on which you can train until you are lifted into the higher work of lifting mankind out of the many infidelities to truth. The Spirit of God moves through your soul. And the more you abide in your soul, the more the Spirit of God will flow into expression wherever you are. And then your light will be shining. You will almost feel shabby working on personal motives, because they are a complete denial of the presence of God. Now then, how are we going to continue to purify our capacity to live in the soul so that we can become transparencies for soul power? You must see that identity is the crux. Identity. Without correct identity, you have no place to begin. Without correct identity, you walk in duality. And then the power of the soul has no outlet through your divided consciousness. Therefore, it is important to see that God is. A simple fact, God is. And because God is, I am. And wherever God is, I am. And whatever God is, I am, because the Father says so. Because I am is God individualizing as I am. If in a single second you are unaware that God is and I am, and that God and I are one expression, then there's no place for soul power to flow, because the source is missing. So your source is always God is I am. One. One source, one creator. And your fidelity to one creator is starting at the top. One creator. One cause. One manifestation of that one cause. But because God is, I am, and therefore I am the cause. I am the manifestation. The world that I manifest is my consciousness. If I'm not manifesting happiness, joy, fulfillment, then I'm not living in that identity which is that manifestation. I'm not living in God is. I have fallen. I am not the seed that will harvest divine fruit 100-fold. But I can readily adjust that by entering the knowledge that because God is, I am. Without separation. And now I am stable again. I'm not floating out, moving and being moved by other forces. Whenever you find you have not been able to achieve the singleness of identity as the I am of God, you will find that you have in some way been trapped into believing that you exist inside the form. They usually go hand in hand. The moment you think you're inside the form, being the I am of God seems either absurd or impossible or unattainable. And yet it is the fact of being without having to become it. If there is anyone here who isn't consciously the I am of God, then that individual has to work upon it until the mind which, consciously or otherwise, neither accepts it nor is capable of perceiving it, must be released from power. Because this I am that you are is the source of all dominion that will express in your life. If you, for example, were walking the streets of South Africa and not behaving in the way that the powers of the nation wanted you to behave, you would find that you would become one of the oppressed. But if you were walking the streets of South Africa in soul consciousness, you would find your dominion expressing without effort. And so if you were without funds, all needs would appear in one way or another. If you needed a visa to return, in some way the visa would appear. If you found yourself in prison, in some way you would be released. Wherever you are, even in the line of artillery fire, if you are living in soul, you will find that the human world is not where you are and makes no contact with you. You may not know it, but we are living in this hotel, for example, in a different way than other people in the hotel. We all seem to be in one hotel, but be assured we're not. Some of us are in the hotel physically. Others are not in the hotel at all. And while their forms appear walking back and forth, their life is an entirely different series of events than others in this hotel. And so it is in the world. Wherever you are, you can be walking into places where the world sees horror and terror and victims of this and that. You'll find that you're walking only apparently in that world, but you're walking in the invisible kingdom. Even while your form, which the world calls your form, appears to be walking in the material appearances. This should become more of a daily experience to you. You should feel the unusual nature of where you really are. Because we cannot be God I am and truly be walking in a material world. See that? The moment you think you're walking in a material world, you've lost identity. You see why Joel has to stress and re-stress incorporeality? You cannot walk in a material world and be the Son of God. The Son of God lives here, in what is an invisible kingdom to man. And you may be that Son of God living here now in this invisible kingdom and yet appearing to human sense in the world. But you, the I that you are, is not what appears in this world. That which appears in this world is the world concept about who you are, but it is not you. And if you grab that distinction and live with it and develop it, you will find that you can now walk consciously here in the kingdom of God while appearing in the world. Indeed, it would seem to me that unless this is established, duality has to continue. I, the Spirit of God, am the kingdom of God. I do not walk in a world of matter. And so the material world cannot be in your consciousness if you wish to live in oneness rather than duality, because soul power will not express in matter. You will see the effects of it appear in matter, but only because it is expressing in your invisible consciousness, and that will make it appear in matter, but it will not be acting in matter. Its presence in your consciousness will change the nature of the material illusion to human eyes. But the soul power never actively enters material things. It changes within the consciousness of the individual and appears outwardly as a change in the environment, just as God never appears in this world and yet seems to appear as mortal beings. We look at God and we see our concept called mortal beings. We will look at your soul power and we will see improved situations, because the radar of spirit will move directly to repairing that which the human consciousness is capable of perceiving. But it will not repair its own invisible kingdom, because it already is perfect. And that perfection will simply be revealed as an improvement to our eyes. Now, you can apply this to your individual life, of course. But if you confine it only to you, the power will not develop. You'll dwarf the power. God functions infinitely, and you cannot take this infinite power and sway it in your direction to improve your income or whatever. But you can dwell in, you recall the statement that the great demonstration is not to demonstrate things, but simply to rest in the presence and let the presence do all the demonstrating. The great demonstration is to demonstrate your oneness with the Spirit of God, and then he who seeth in secret in some way through the ghost reveals to you the perfection that is present where you had wrongly accepted the presence of a condition. Now, I don't want these words to fall upon barren ground or stony ground. Individual souls, though they are one soul, are the seed of God. And the soul who went forth to sow them scattered souls everywhere. And our souls, one in the infinite soul of God, are here to bear divine fruit. They cannot return void. They must bear divine fruit. And each soul being a seed now must sprout its power, its benediction, its divine heritage into that world around it where the deeds of the Father can be expressed in visible, tangible form to the human race. You are entrusted with that power as the Son of God. You have the transforming power of the soul, and it must be used. This is a divine heritage which has been bestowed upon all of us and used by few. And because few of us use it in areas where we should yield a bountiful harvest, we are often barren. And when we try to use it for our personal purposes, we fail. When we let it use us, when there are no personal motives for good or bad, but simply to let the Spirit of God do its own thing, then you behold the marvel of the presence of God in our midst. That is why the kingdom of God is within you, for you to release it through your soul into visible expression. You may not approve the plan that if you become a dead branch, you are cut off. But I'm sure you like the plan that if you yield bountiful fruit, divine fruit, you're promoted. You're lifted beyond the false sense of humanhood, and you move into your soul universe in many ways in preparation for that moment when you are released from that sense of mortality which was necessary in order to give your soul an opportunity to develop itself through this initiation that it may proceed higher. Then you are soul itself and no longer mortal. And even though it may seem premature to live that way for the moment, I'd like you to think about yourself as having passed the mortal stage. Now there's no mortal to take care of anymore. There's no mortal needs. There's no mortal oppressor and oppressed. You're in another universe, the soul universe, and you're going to be there. You may as well get used to the idea that in it, just as if you were in the soul universe right here, there are no oppressed and there are no oppressors. There are no terrorists and there are no those recipients of terror. It's all in the mortal dream. We'll stand in our soul universe for the moment as if we had lifted ourselves through fidelity to the soul beyond the realm of mortality. We had made our transition. We are no longer members of the human race. We have risen. When that day comes, we will experience what we will imagine at this moment. What do you think you'll be doing when you are a soul in the soul universe without a human body, without a human life, without human people to hate or to love or to compete with? What will you be doing? You will find that your soul wants to teach you that right now, to prepare you just for that experience. You will find that your total function as a soul without a corporeal body, without a corporeal universe, your total function is to serve infinite spirit in its own way. And that will be a long apprenticeship. You'll have nothing to say. You will be without desire totally. You will be completely desireless, and you will have no corporeal sense to favor or to fear. You will have no enemies. You will be living the life of selfless service. And it may be for more than the equivalent of 1,000 years.